Page 13, Unit 2. Turkey should become a full member of the European Union.
I have always been against Turkey's EU membership. Angela Merkel.
This topic has spurred many emotions in the past couple of decades. There are obviously two sides of the coin, and several arguments arise when talking about the whys and why nots. There are many economic, geographical, political, and cultural arguments for and against the EU membership of Turkey. Looking at the turmoil of our times, I tend to believe that the most important aspect is the economy of the given country. Statistics prove that the Turkish economy is thriving. Its GDP growth average is usually around 3.5%, and it weathered the global financial downturn very well. Per capita income has grown, and the average citizen is now much better off than some in the EU. Adding this country to the EU would bring a vibrant economic life. We should not forget either that 75 million new consumers would be added to the single market. On the other hand, compared to richer EU states, the economy of Turkey is still underdeveloped. If we admitted Turkey, it would bring about many hardships for the rest of the Union. Honestly speaking, geography doesn't help the case. Turkey is not a European country, as 97% of its territory lies in Asia. Opponents of this idea believe that the EU doesn't need shared borders with Syria, Iran, and Iraq. However, there are much more important issues than geography. The coup attempt of 2016 demonstrated that Turkey is not a mature democracy. Human rights are routinely abused. Dozens of journalists end up in jail. There are many free speech issues that influence the lives of citizens. The country had long been lured into believing that it could be a member state of the European Union. There were several reforms which are now being disregarded due to the lost hope of joining. On the good side, many people are aware that the country being an EU member would bring about more incentives for the Turks to shrug off authoritarian tendencies. We should not forget that Turkey is a NATO member in a very sensitive region. Last but not least, one of the most sensitive topics related to this issue is the religious and cultural background of Turkey. Many argue that the economic and political success of a secular Islamic country would give a boost to similar nations in the region. Opponents argue that the EU should stick to its roots in Christianity, and they are afraid of a religious invasion, which has been experienced several times throughout the centuries. The chances for Turkey to join are getting smaller every day, especially in light of the 2017 referendum that strengthened presidential powers and got rid of a lot of the democratic achievements of the past.